Hello, I'm Roberto Baldwin, and this is Tomorrow Today's Sustainable Mobility Brief. The transportation world is evolving at a rate not seen in decades. The transition from fossil fuels to sustainable energy has brought with it some truly exciting opportunities, but also some confusion. I'll sift through the noise and share quick updates on the latest news, trends, and advancements that will impact our world for years to come. A fun quote that gets dragged into the light is that a good compromise is when both parties are dissatisfied. The idea is that if one side is very happy about an outcome, then the other has clearly lost the debate. If neither side is ecstatic, well, everyone wins. To many, the recent U.S. Department of Energy and EPA fuel efficiency rules that go into effect in 2026 are a good example of that quote. The reality is that even with compromises on powertrains, the new rules point to a cleaner world with fewer carbon emissions. The initial ideas floated by the government would have required an aggressive ramp up of EV sales. The rules proposed in April 2023 required 67% of all new passenger car and light duty truck sales to be EVs. That proposal was applauded by environmental groups and EV-only manufacturers. Meanwhile, traditional automakers and the United Auto Workers Union, they were not on board with such a bold proposition. While many cite slowing EV sales as the reason, it's important to note that EV sales growth outpaces other vehicle types. In fact, Bloomberg NEF sees global electrified vehicle sales increasing 21% in 2024 to 16.7 million vehicles, with 71% of those being electric. In the United States, the prediction is that in 2024, EVs will account for 13% of new car sales, with approximately 1.9 million electric vehicles sold. Bloomberg also predicts that EV sales numbers will increase even more in 2025 and 2026. The real concern is that some EV strategies just didn't pan out as well as some automakers hoped, while others had to deal with manufacturing issues that brought EV production to a halt. That means that some US automakers had to regroup and figure out the best way forward. The White House giving automakers a bit more time to determine the best way forward not only helps those companies, but also the thousands of employees that rely on those companies for their livelihood. Instead of 67% of all new passenger car and light-duty truck sales having to be only electric vehicles, plug-in hybrids will be joining the mix. Like those new rules, a plug-in hybrid is a compromise of a vehicle that, when used correctly, will likely spend most of its life being driven under battery power instead of gasoline. Now, new automobile sales in 2032 can consist of 56% EVs and 13% plug-in hybrids. Really, the most important bit of data to come out of the ruling is that the White House states that these mandates will avoid 7.2 billion tons of CO2 emissions through 2055. Now, that's a compromise that should make everyone happy, but also breathing easier. For more information about the evolution of sustainability, head over to sustainablecareers.sae.org. There you can read about Honda's new plug-in hybrid hydrogen fuel cell CRV and what it means for the automaker. Be sure to subscribe and listen every week on your favorite podcast platform.
SAE International makes no representations as to the accuracy of the information presented in this podcast. The information and opinions are for general information only. SAE International does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, product, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast.